This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another stretch of insanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the car. You know, this little, some of you see it, some of you can't see it. Little cable, the back of my head likes to grab one hair, just one hair on the neck, and rip it out. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for indulging me being with us, and I appreciate your time with us. Truly do. If you, you know, I want to jump right to it because I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time on this. I'm trying to set it up, right? But I want to, 50 years ago, today, something happened that was just sad, and it seemed to be the decade for this kind of thing. Take a listen.
Newsroom in Washington, in color. This is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite and Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee, Dan Rather in New York, Bernard Kalb in Saigon, Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand, and Bert Quint in Khe Sanh, South Vietnam.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene. Officers also reportedly chased and fired on a radio-equipped car containing two white men. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street. In the friend's words, the bullet exploded in his face. Police, who have been keeping a close watch over the Nobel Peace Prize winner because of Memphis' turbulent racial situation, were on the scene almost immediately. They rushed the 39-year-old Negro leader to a hospital where he died of a bullet wound in the neck. Police said they found a high-powered hunting rifle about a block from the hotel, but it was not immediately identified as the murder weapon. Mayor Henry Loeb has reinstated the dusk-to-dawn curfew he imposed on the city last week, when a march led by Dr. King erupted in violence. Governor Buford Ellington has called out 4,000 National Guardsmen. And police report that the murder has touched off sporadic acts of violence in a Negro section of the city. In a nationwide television address, President Johnson expressed the nation's shock.
America is shocked and saddened by the brutal slaying tonight of Dr. Martin Luther King. I ask every citizen to reject the blind violence that has struck Dr. King, who lived by nonviolence.
Dr. King had returned to Memphis only yesterday, determined to prove that he could lead a peaceful mass march in support of striking sanitation workers, most of whom are Negroes. Dr. King had this to say last night about the situation in Memphis.
Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
There was shock in Harlem tonight when word of Dr. King's murder reached the nation's largest Negro community. Men, women, and children poured into the streets. They appeared dazed. Many were crying. A young Negro said, Dr. King didn't really have to go back to Memphis. Maybe he wanted to prove something.
Be easier if I actually hit the button, don't you think? Anyway, 50 years, I mean, some of us are looking at that going, wow, I'm not that old. There's no way. But I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what was going down. I want you to think about how crazy the decade was. Right? Think about, you're looking at JFK, right? Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King. I'm sorry, they say gun violence is up now? Are they serious? I find this stuff just interesting. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. You know, we don't really look into, none of us really, I shouldn't say none of us, some of you have, you know, looked into what Martin Luther King actually did, what he actually stood for. And, you know, it's sad, not that it would have been okay if a black guy did it, but it's sad that a white freaktoid, a white animal, a white jerk shot Martin Luther King. For what reason? They're afraid that he was actually making traction and there might be equality for the black community? Oh my God, we can't have that now, can we? But what really infuriates me, and I've got enough black friends who that doesn't make it right, but I've got enough black friends who agree with me, when you start pulling everything into the equal rights movement of the black community, almost like anything that happens, anything that goes wrong, is a equal rights issue. Well, it's not. It is not. So, on the 50th anniversary, it's supposed to be a positive thing, but when you think back, on the 50th memorial, how about that? Of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. How far have we come? Did the man give his life for no reason? Are civil rights much further along than they were? I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'll kick it up upbeat in the next segment, I promise. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits so hard, makes me say, oh my God.
I can just see some of you and how you would be dancing through these things. No, I mean it. I can see it. Not sitting well on my stomach, but I can see it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones all about the show. I have a lot of fun. I could care less about you. Not really. All right. I have a lot of fun with you. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being by the just being part of the conversation. So Anyway, you can find us on, well, you can kind of sort of find us on Facebook. It just depends on how bad they're blocking it. And then we're on YouTube and Ustream. We're on a local station. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You can find out what stations we're on, the times that were played. And if we're not on a station local to you, call them and find out why they're not carrying the show. Ask them what's wrong with them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, this is kind of so ridiculous. That doesn't sound right, does it? So, last week, you know, which is really funny because we kind of blew over some of this stuff. And I remember somebody doing this story, and I listened to it at first, and I kind of went over it. And I went, okay, whatever. Oh, yeah, that sounds about right. Well, you know what? It wasn't right. The Black Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students want their movement included in what's going on nationwide. They say this movement that's going on nationwide doesn't, you know, include them. It's not inclusive. They're not happy about it. They don't like it. Right? But here's the problem. You would think that what they're talking about is they want to know why these students, why they're not represented. Why they're not being, you know, black students there at Parkland. And what they're complaining about is when they came back to school, this is what I find this just amazing. What they're complaining about when they came back to school is the fact that there are too many policemen on campus. Too many armed policemen on campus. So instead of feeling safer, they've said they feel they're more afraid. Why? Now, I'm not going to play the clip. I was going to play the audio, but you've heard it so many times, it's ridiculous. But one young lady says, you know, with the advent of the cops around, because, you know, it's also racially charged, and they go out looking for black people to shoot, basically. I'm thinking to myself, really? So you've just been through a shooting scenario, and the only thing you're worried about is that more people on campus in uniform with guns on are going to make you less safe. And the number's already been proved over and over and over again that blacks are not hunted down and shot. All right? That they're not strictly going after, after young black men. This is getting old. I mean, look at how much time you guys waste. I just had somebody message me on Facebook wanting me to go to an event because there were young people there near my community that want to talk about gun laws. And I said no, not going. Because you don't want to have a conversation about gun laws. You want to have a conversation about how bad the NRA is and how bad Republicans are. How about we have a conversation about enforcing the gun laws we have? How about we have a conversation about mental health? And then if you want to come up with the real numbers, the FBI's numbers on gun violence, you won't like it. And all you'll do is what you do to everybody who comes out. You'll shout down people like me. You won't really have a conversation. We'd love to have a conversation. But you won't allow us to. And if you're not going to allow us to, I'm not going to step into it. If this is like step in front of a moving bus, why bother? I can cause myself a bunch of pain without getting involved in that. You don't want to talk about mental health, but yet the Parkland shooter, they visited his home over 30 times. They should have taken his guns from him. They should have locked him up. They should have put him under some kind of, you know, mental program. Yeah, you heard me say it. Mental program. Some of you progressives, you sit there and say we should do anything it takes to protect our kids, and you're lying. You are such liars. You don't mean anything. What you mean is anything within the realm of what you believe is the only way to fix it. That's what you mean. And that's a lie. Because what you really, when you say you're willing to do anything, that means if you have to surround that school with guards because there's been some kind of I don't know, there's been some kind of threat. And look, threats can be with knives, bombs, trucks, guns. I've asked this question. I'm going to stay on this mantra until somebody answers it for me. From the year 1900 to 1979, we had less than 200 school shootings. Less than. In 80 years. That doesn't, any one life doesn't mean anything, but that less than. From 1979, 1980, in essence, to date, we've had 412. What has changed? What has changed in society? Guns were easier to get in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. What has changed? We had kids on school grounds all the time with guns. There were no mass shootings. We taught gun safety on campuses. There were no mass shootings. What has changed? We've got parents who believe that their kids should be empowered. Not their kid. Their kid never does anything wrong. Staff can't do anything to discipline your child while on school grounds. We have kids that are out of control on school campuses, but we can't do anything about it. Anyway, I get irritated because it's a disingenuous conversation. They don't really care about gun safety. They're not really interested in making it right or making it happen or keeping those kids safe. And where were the black teachers? Where are the minority teachers that is coming out saying, okay, stop it? 11% of the kids on that campus are black. And you're worried, what if we put black policemen, because I know for me, I wouldn't be afraid the other way around. What if we put black policemen on campus? Would that make you feel better? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Help
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on here and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I do really mean I very much enjoy when you guys get engaged and involved. We have a live chat room up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that you've been taught to be afraid of. All the labels that the left doesn't want to give out, except to me. But whatever. I really don't care. So, first I got to tell you a funny story. I was talking to a guy last night that I've known for a while that... not really well, but good, you know, I mean, good enough. Anyway, so we were talking in the parking lot, and he said, "You know what I knew I liked you?" I said, "Oh, I don't know. When?" He said, "When I was in the supermarket, and I heard these two women talking about this guy, Joe Messina, that they couldn't stand because he was a racist, bigoted homophobe." Which he said, "I like that guy." Because he knew, based on the conversation those two women were having, that they were very, 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 very extremely liberal. So that's when he decided to reach out and we got to know each other. But, you know, it's funny how the left, who doesn't want you to judge, who doesn't want you to call things out on their side, will nail you to the wall for what they believe to be truth. It's just sad. I got a chuckle out of it. And it's what I've been saying all along, is they've ruined the meaning of words. Homophobe doesn't mean what it used to. Bigot doesn't mean what it used to. Racist doesn't mean what it used to. They have made those words of pretty much no effect at all. Anyway, there's a new law or a new bill making its way through the California... this is going to be fun. The California legislature... And I don't know what they're going to call it, But it's basically the social media false information bill. And let me read you part of the context of the bill. It says that existing law prohibits a person, among others, from making or disseminating in any advertising device or in any manner or means, whatever, including over the Internet, any statement concerning real or personal property or services that is untrue or misleading. The bill would require any person who operates a social media, as defined, Internet website with a physical presence in California. So where most of these places are, if you're in California and you run a website or you're on social media, you've got to find a way to make sure that everything you print and every way you print it is 100% truth, not fake news, and you don't get to decide what's truth or not. Since the bill would require any person who operates social media, as defined, or an Internet website. Well, anybody who's in business to disseminate news or information has both of those. All right? They want you to develop a strategic plan to verify news stories shared on the website. The bill would require the plan to include, among other things, a plan to mitigate the spread of false information through news stories. The utilization of fact checkers to verify news stories, providing outreach to social media users, and placing a warning on news stories containing false information. So how would we know it was false information? Right? We're supposed to check it all. We post it believing it's true, but there might be false information. Goes on to say, let me see. Any person who operates social media, internet, website, okay, physical presence, blah, 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 I already did that one for you. The strategic plan shall include, but is not limited to, all of the following. A plan to mitigate the spread of false information through news stories. The utilization of fact checkers to verify. What are you going to buy them? You have to hire them? I'm just asking. As used in this section, social media means an electronic service or an account or an electronic content, including but not limited to videos, still photographs, blogs, video blog, podcasts, instant and text messages, email, online services or accounts, or internet website profiles or locations. So here's what the California legislature is basically saying here. If you have a business in California and that business is getting information out, right, news or what have you, everything that goes up on your site or through your social media hands better be 100% truth, because you can put up disclaimers all day long and say, hey, we've done our best to make sure it's true, but hey, you're on your own. And they decide that you're putting up fake information, you could be breaking this law. And I reached out to actually two of our legislators. One of them got back to me and said, yeah, good luck. You're going to need it. Because they're a Republican, there's no way they have to fight this or even help us fight this. You know, you're this is it. Now, a friend of the show, Kara Davis, wrote a piece, I don't know, about 5 or 6 days ago. So it's not that old. She said, Facebook just killed this behemoth media outlet. We should all be extremely nervous. Now, in the heyday of social media, she says, startups, you know, Facebook went from being a popular platform for keeping up with the family and friends to vital business resource. Media companies began to use the connections made through Facebook users to spread their content. It's only natural, right? It's like your little group of friends or a little group of business acquaintances that you give out information to and you talk about your buddy's company or your company for that matter, right? So now, you know, there were a couple of sites that grew of old. Independent Journal Review was one of them. But some of those outlets like Independent Journal Review became media outlets precisely exclusively because of their Facebook reach. During Obama's 2 terms, Facebook was a vital resource to his campaigns. He used them. They innovated data gathering strategies, used Facebook as an indispensable message platform for messaging. And remember, I mean, we talked about it on this show, about how great he was at getting the message out on social media. He had a machine just cranking stuff out 24/7. And if you weren't using Facebook, if you weren't using social media, you scrambled to catch up. Then along came 2016, Trump came along, suddenly those handling the Obama team, tech-savvy, were utterly confounded. Right, when you look at what was going on. Now, check this out. Recently, there was an article that said Trump actually used Facebook better than any other candidate. And he didn't even spend the money to other candidates. He used data to specifically target people to vote for him. Everybody was making fun of Trump. But he made it happen, and he made it happen on the Internet. He made it happen on his social media. Right? I mean, Facebook recently just started to have to answer how they tweak their algorithms to help spread fake news. Zuckerberg really stuck his foot in it. He's got so much money. I don't want my young friends to get mad at me, but think about this. He got to fame too fast. He got rich too fast. He already came into this with an attitude that, you know, it's all about him. I mean, technically, isn't he of the millennial group, I think? Right? Even though they've promised to crack down, they really have never cracked down on it. Now, IJR and other groups online, these other websites who had Facebook pages pushing out news, they hired people to handle with the ever-changing algorithms on Facebook. Their only job was to keep up with Facebook. Think of that. And Facebook had no real intention. Facebook met with some of these people on a regular basis. They even met with one of the companies that I work with. Right? And they go on to say that you may have noticed that some of your favorite pages for news and culture can't be seen anymore. That's because FB is deliberately squashing them, making it hard to get to them. People have signed up to be notified when this show starts on Facebook, and they don't get it. I'll finish this. If they don't cut me off, I'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Massey, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes. Heat up your coffee and come on back.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Who
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moltenhau, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Yes, I was born to wave the flag, apparently, because I like doing it. And, you know, if you guys would head out to Grace Alley Flags, they're one of the sponsors of the show, a true American company. Okay, American flags made here in this country, hand-stitched. You got to see them. Beautiful flags, well put together. And you got to make it happen. I don't care who you are. You got to make it happen. If you go buy a flag, please do not buy a flag made in China. They probably won't put any tariffs on those, will they? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we do appreciate the time you're spending with us. We're talking about Facebook's, you know, I mean, look. They love to play games with us when we're pushing out live. But that's, you know, we've come to the conclusion around here, good, bad, or different. Facebook is not our outlet. We do it as a convenience. This, for all intents and purposes, it's a radio show. Okay? We have other opportunities for you to see the show. You can grab it on YouTube and Ustream, and those links are up on our website, therealside.com. So, IJR and other media resources have actually, including Liberty Alliance, you know, companies like that handle the Alan West site, Joe the Plumber, and I could go on and on and on with sites you're very familiar with. But every one of those is scrambling on a weekly basis. I watch the emails that come through in our group about how Facebook changed something again, and now you can't get out to this, or you can't get information in from here. They're not a coincidence. Either they've built the worst infrastructure known to mankind, and that's why they keep having trouble, or they're specifically going after conservative sites. I'll let you decide. Now, many of these website companies, or many of these companies, news companies, they went ahead and put out, hired people to do nothing but keep up with these algorithms. Nothing but keep up with the changes that Facebook was making on a regular basis. That's a pretty big deal, I think. Over the last 12-plus months, it's become really clear that Facebook has no real intentions of working with certain media outlets, some who pay handsomely to comply with their ever-changing rules. You ever notice that some of the favorite pages that you go to, your favorite pages for news or culture or any of that stuff, can't find them anymore? Why do you think that is? Right? YouTube squashed, I think it was over 300 in a matter of 10 days, I think it was. 300 conservative outlets on YouTube. Well, why was that? I don't understand. Why would they do that? In March, the successful news and culture blog Rare, which is owned by the media behemoth Cox Media, announced that they would be closing up shop after nearly 5 years as a major outlet. This week, a Rare writer who had been with them from the very beginning, he posted a saddening and blistering op-ed about Facebook's shady algorithm game and how it really was hard for them to keep up. And it's really what killed them. See, if you're putting information out on that interweb thing, you have to have a way to get it out. You have to have a way for people to grab that information. So they had it not just going out over their website, but they had it going out over Facebook and through Twitter and other places. Now, Rare became, when they learned how to actually use the algorithms, Rare became one of the top websites for news and information. And not just news and information, but news, information, entertainment. There was a lot more to it than just that. But somebody decided that they didn't like the information that was being shared. So there's all this stuff going on in the conservative world. It's why you see a lot of these companies dropping, or a lot of these, commentators dropping. Now, Rare scrambled to keep up with the changes. They were beating their brains out to make it happen. But when you're doing nothing but chasing algorithms, you're chasing ways to get your information out there. And even though they had these people, you don't drop, we drop, in a weekend from millions, reaching millions a week. Over a weekend, we dropped a struggle to get to 300,000 or 400,000 people, I think. And, we may suck, but I don't think we suck that bad. You don't lose that many overnight. So anyhow, I feel bad for some of these companies. You guys have heard me say this over and over and over again. We let this happen. We let them do this to us. You've heard commercials, is it one way? Yeah, you've heard commercials for OneWay.com. I don't know if they're the proper outlet, the right outlet, but they're trying to pick up the slack for Facebook and Twitter and a few others. And it may be the new, we've been checking out MeWe, we checked out a few others, and I will tell you that you guys are up for another surprise if you start going there big time. Because they are not on your side. They're not part of the conservative movement, not by any stretch of the imagination. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, I might be able to pull this off. There might be enough time. this hog fellow, I much prefer to call him the hog kid, because he's just a media hog. That's all there is to it. And he was with a friend of his in California. He was with a friend of his on the beach in California. And, you know, this is hilarious. Because everybody's talking about how mean he is, how mean he looks, how nasty he acts. And people don't want to hear it. They think you're picking on the kid. Well, you know what? You're not picking on the kid. The kid does it to himself. Yes, you heard me. The kid does it to himself. So I want you to hear, he's confronted at a beach, him and his friend, but instead of dealing with it the proper way, instead of dealing with it in a civil manner, which is what he wants from the rest of us, right? I want you to hear how he actually handles this. Take a listen.
Well, Pat, this argument was all about a boogie board that was placed on top of a trash can just like this. It was all caught on video, and tonight that lifeguard is under review.
Don't take this the wrong way, but can you go away?
David Hogg says his 17-year-old friend put his boogie board on this beach trash can. When a lifeguard asked him to move it, he did. But then the situation took a turn.
He said, "I didn't know it was a crime to put your board on the trash can." Like, because he just didn't want it to get sandy.
That's when David says the lifeguard approached, and he started...
Wait a minute. So the boogie board, right, that's something that goes in the water anyhow. He didn't want it to get sandy because apparently the water wouldn't wash off the sand. So here's the lifeguard now approaching them. But I want you to see how fast this escalates, and I personally don't believe... It's because of the lifeguard.
Recording.
We clear?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. I'm not your parent.
No, you're not. So what?
All right, so here you go, right? The kid...
Yeah, whatever. I'm not your parent.
When he's asked something by the lifeguard, he's like, yeah, whatever, man. So he's disrespecting authority already. He's already quiet. This is what I've been telling you people, some of you guys on the left. Why did you teach your kids to do nothing but question authority?
No, you're not, so why don't you off?
I don't know you.
I don't need...
Now, see that? So, the guy says, I'm not your parent. So, in other words, don't talk to me like that. And the kid says, well, then why don't you... He probably talks the same way to his parents. He probably teaches his parents exactly the same way. You wonder why we have a problem with violence in this country? This is why. It's not guns. It's your inability to teach your kids, to teach your young people, that the world isn't all about them.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not your parent.
No, you're not, so why don't you off?
I don't know you.
I don't
either. You've never been down here. So don't think you're going to come down here and lick me.
David posted the video on YouTube, and in just a couple of days has gone viral.
We felt threatened. We felt just worried, and he seemed unpredictable.
Wow. Oh, I'm so afraid. God, give me a break. Hogg is not afraid. He's been empowered by the left media. He's not afraid of anything. He's just, you know what? When he's got the left media supporting him, look, he goes after Ingram. What's he afraid of? What was he afraid that on this beach with everybody around, that this lifeguard was going to do something? They were taunting him, and they knew it. They knew exactly what they were doing.
A captain with L.A. County Fire who oversees Redondo Beach Lifeguard says the incident is being reviewed by Internal Affairs. We show the video to beachgoers who had mixed opinions.
Stepped over the line when he got in the kid's face and he looked him right in the eye.
Come on, you're talking to a teenage boy who's swearing at you, who's being disrespectful.
But you know what? Fine.
Yeah, you know everything.
Don't you love it? That kid probably got quite a few timeouts when he was young. Look how it worked out for him. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot coming up after the break. Don't go far. You know what? Homeland Security was finding all kinds of listening devices in D.C., but they didn't know what they were. Feel better now? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.